ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's social media ban is just around the corner, and for many kids and teens from the Pacific who attend boarding school in Australia, it's an unwelcome change. The Australian government has legislated that from December 10, people under the age of 16 will not be able to sign up for social media accounts, and to do so will be against the law. The federal government says the ban is needed to protect the mental health and well-being of children and teens. Lucy Cooper reports from Townsville.
It's lunchtime at Townsville Grammar School in North Queensland, and I'm talking with 15-year-old EJ about the Australian government's social media ban for those under 16.
Oh, I just know it's going to be annoying.
He's from Central Province in PNG, but currently lives in Hong Kong and attends boarding school in Australia.
Because can't really communicate with friends overseas, you know. It's harder to do it as a boarder. Can't really escape the living of being in boarding. Can't go for a quick scroll or just to chill around. It's all gone.
He's worried about the ban because he uses Snapchat to talk with his sisters.
Loss of just overall interaction with other people, and just harder to communicate with your friends, like as a boarder, and being so far apart from them. It's a lot of things to go through.
He understands that the government wants to keep kids safe, but wishes it was restrictions rather than a full ban. He and his mates are already talking about ways to get around it.
VPNs, using each other's ID, maybe just like someone over the age of 16 has like an older brother or sister, maybe use some of those and use theirs and they use their sisters or brothers.
For 14-year-old Cleo from East New Britain in PNG, she doesn't think the ban is a good idea.
I feel like because that's just how we all like interact with each other nowadays. Like we wouldn't like, we don't have each other's numbers. Like we normally just like snap each other and like it's just how we interact with each other nowadays, I guess.
She uses WhatsApp to keep in touch with her parents and Snapchat to message her friends back home.
I'm a bit concerned like how am I going to communicate with my friends back home because I don't have like, I only have like their socials, like I don't have their numbers or anything like that.
A world first ban, social media platforms will be expected to detect and deactivate or remove accounts from existing underage users, but they don't need to verify the age of every user. Dr. Amanda Watson is a communications researcher at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University.
It responds to concerns about a range of issues to do with children's social media access and potential negative impacts, such as negative impacts on mental health through, for instance, bullying amongst children, possible issues to do with child sexual abuse and grooming of children and so on. So there's a range of reasons why the Australian government is introducing it, and there are certainly very mixed views in the Australian community amongst parents and young people and everyday people and experts as to whether it's a good idea or not.
She says Fiji is the main country in the Pacific that will be monitoring the rollout of Australia's ban closely.
They've set up the Online Safety Commission, which is a bit similar to Australia's eSafety Commission, and indeed I believe that Australia's eSafety Commission has offered some support to the Fijian Online Safety Commission. And so certainly in Fiji, I think they're looking closely at these kinds of things. And other countries in different ways are looking at online safety, cybersecurity and other issues to the best of their ability as well.
But the impact on Pacific Islanders living in Australia may have been overlooked.
I think most of us have tended to think about the implications of the social media ban for young users in Australia as being with respect to young people, children in Australia. But of course, there are people visiting, and as you say, people visiting for schooling. So they might be here for quite long periods of time. And I guess people coming for shorter periods of time too, possibly with their families or for medical treatment or a range of reasons.
Back in Townsville, and 15-year-old Tafaru from PNG uses TikTok and Snapchat to stay in touch with loved ones. She'll be unable to use either in the coming weeks.
I feel like it's good to an extent because some kids like really rely on social media.
In what ways?
Well, they use it for like to regulate their emotions and just, yeah, when they're bored.
But she welcomes the ban.
I'm pretty sure my mom knows a little bit about it, but she's they don't know everything, like how it's working.
Dr. Amanda Watson says there is uncertainty about what exactly the ban means for borders from the Pacific and those living in Australia temporarily.
I'm not quite sure how the Australian government is going to handle people who are here temporarily and how they're going to manage, you know, does that mean that the social media companies need to block access for those young people when they're resident within the Australian jurisdiction? I'm not sure. If it does mean that the Pacific Islander young people who are under the relevant age, who are residing in boarding schools in Australia or in Australia for medical treatment or for other reasons, then it would potentially have an impact on their ability to maintain social contact with family and loved ones in their Pacific home country. So certainly that's something that maybe hasn't been given much thought to as this legislation has been developed.
Dr. Amanda Watson, a communication researcher at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University.